It's Best Boys. Yep. Joe's stretching it. Joe, your face could stretch. Stop it. All right.
Hello, good. I'm a radio announcer.
Technically, you are on the radio.
Yeah. I'm allowed.
Yep. We don't have any kind of quality filter here because this is the internet.
Oh yeah, no, I say like fucking cum and stuff. I can't do that on the radio. The FCC.
Nope. FCC. But you know what the FCC won't stop? Or maybe they did stop? I don't know. There's probably some story about it. Jackie Brown.
Oh, yeah. No, they didn't care for it because they said it was targeted to the urban demographic.
Ooh. So Jackie Brown, is this the first film by Quentin Tarantino or the second?
No. This is the third film. This is right after Pulp Fiction.
That's right, because his first was Reservoir, Pulp Fiction, then Jackie Brown?
Yes.
Okay, I got it. I don't know anything about the actual plot of Jackie Brown. I think I've seen screenshots of it where it had Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, he's in this. He's very, very good in this.
Yeah, it's, I'm going to assume, based off of Quentin Tarantino, it's kind of a violent movie.
No, not very.
I mean, there's most likely scenes in it.
Kind of, very, like, because, basically, whenever this came out, a lot of people hated it because there was nothing like Pulp Fiction. Like, this is definitely his most, like, mature, thoughtful movie.
Oh, all right. Well,
ever made.
Let's go ahead and read the back of the cover here. combining an explosive mix of intense action and edgy humor.
Yeah, see the back of those DVD cases, they'll get you.
With a sizzling all-star cast.
Does actually have a lot of big people in this.
Quentin Tarantino, Pulp Fiction.
Yep.
Scores with the entertaining Jackie Brown. What a sexy stewardess, a street tough gun runner, a lonely bail bondsman, a shifty ex-con, and earnest federal agent and a stoned out beach bunny have in common. They're six players on the trail. It's not Six Angry Men.
No, it's not the Oregon Trial.
They're on the trail of $500,000 in cash. The only questions are who's going to get played and who's going to make the big score.
So
I've liked every Quentin Tarantino movie I've seen so far, so we'll come back to you guys once we finish this one up.
Yeah, he's good. Have you seen Death Proof?
I have not seen Death Proof.
Some people hate that, but like the Grindhouse cut is much, much better than the standalone cut.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back with you guys in a little bit.
Yep.
All right, and that was Jackie Brown. You know, you don't always have to make some kind of weird noises when we open any segment of this series, right, Joe?
But what if I sound like a pigeon?
I'd prefer you didn't. And you know what I would prefer?
Oh. Tarantino facts?
Yeah, Tarantino facts. So Jackie Brown was a good movie. It's about a very strong female lead, Jackie Brown. She's working at the shittiest Mexican airline possible. And I don't know if... I think she got there just because of her previous past where she was like, I think it was meth that her husband was on. He was a pilot.
Yeah, they were dealing something.
I don't know if they were dealing
bringing it to him, yeah.
Yeah. Because I know that is a thing. A lot of pilots do like...
Oh yeah, it's easy to smuggle stuff in whenever you're a pilot or like a stewardess.
Yeah, because I mean, and I just mean like in general, like pilots, I know in World War II... This is a little bit different, but World War II, the Japanese would, like, shoot up heroin.
So you get so excited so that you can kamikaze and shit.
Yep.
No, yeah, if you know people behind the scenes and look like you have a purpose walking somewhere, you can literally do whatever the fuck you want.
Yep, it's great.
Like, I have a camera, and I can literally go anywhere I please.
You say I have a camera.
If I just keep walking, yeah.
Yep, if you just keep walking and don't look like you're not supposed to be there.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I could probably go into the women's restroom.
Mm-hmm.
I have to film the pipes, young lady.
Well, yeah, so she gets involved. There's about six characters that are involved in total.
Yeah, six main characters.
Yeah, there's Jackie, there's Samuel L. Jackson, there's Lewis, who's the guy there.
Robert De Niro, old Robert De Niro.
Yep, and then there's the ATF agents.
Yeah.
You can count both of those as one character.
Yeah, then one's more prominent than the other, but...
Yeah, then you got Max Cherry, and then you got Marceline? Was that her name?
The white girl? Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
And so they all get involved in this whole setup. Samuel L. Jackson's character has 500 million?
Yeah, yeah, $500,000.
Yeah, $500,000, not $500 million, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, no.
$500,000.
He could just bribe his way out of jail at that point.
Yep, yep. He could, what's that dude in Mexico? Who was, like, the big, big drug dude. They finally put him away, and his prison cell looks nicer than my apartment.
Oh, I mean, Pablo there's a Escobar. Ton of it. Yeah.
I think it was Pop. I don't know. Anyway, he, Jackie Brown, she's running stuff for him, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, she was collecting
some
the money.
Of his money to him.
And then someone left, drugs in the bag.
Yeah,
I think they mentioned it later as it was like a tip that was for someone that was for him or something.
Yeah, like basically the guy giving Ordell his money also left like a little bit of coke as a present for Melanine. Melanine, I think her name is. Or
yeah, yeah, the surfer girl.
Yeah,
and then the ATF is watching Jackie Brown, approaches her, checks it all out, brings her in, finds the drugs, and then it starts this whole chain of events where Jackie's playing on both sides, three different sides at certain points. Where she's on every single side. Manipulating and working with them to... And it keeps flipping between for the audience to think, okay, she's trying to set them up. Okay, no, she's working with them. Now she's setting them up. Now she's setting them both up. And it keeps going through all this. Every scene, you don't know which characters are involved, which ones are in on it, which ones are... And that was pretty fun to see happen throughout the movie as it would... more info would be revealed. And then what you thought was going on, you got to update it.
Yeah, because, I mean, Tarantino is very good with, like, keeping characters' motivations, like, internal to themselves. So, like, they only know what their character would naturally know
in terms
of the movie. They don't really have, like, the hand of God guiding them, like, in a lot of movies that happens.
Yeah, the, one thing I noticed about Jackie is every time she spoke, she had, like, a diagonal mouth.
Oh,
you know, I'm talking about she's like talking out. She had like anime mouth, anime side mouth.
Oh, poor Pam Grier. She wouldn't like that.
Well, I asked about her because she did a really good job in this movie and she doesn't look familiar to me at all.
No, Pam Grier was big in the 70s and I mean, she got old enough where nobody hired her anymore.
Oh, she just.
Which is one of the main points of the movie.
One of the main points, just that she can't. Because, her character in the movie couldn't work in any more airlines, so she had to go in, like, the shitty one because, you know, no one wanted her anymore after she had that, I believe she had the charges dropped.
Yeah, well, she flipped on her husband and got probation.
Yeah, and so no one wanted to hire her, and that's kind of...
Well, I mean, you can, like, if you've got federal drug charges, I mean, you can't be hired at an airline, but, I mean, the Mexican one probably didn't give a shit, so...
Yeah, it's probably based in Mexico, and that's why.
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
But, the opening song is about leaving the ghetto, you know, she's tired of having to, like, go back to zero and start again, because she's had to do it a few times now. So, you know, she's been doing this for a while, and, so that's when she starts kind of playing both sides, being very smart about how she does it. Like, Samuel L. Jackson, plays a big part in the first few scenes of the movie, where you see him and this other dude, I think his name was Beaumont?
Lois. Well, Lois is the main guy. Beaumont is the guy who gets arrested and flips on everyone to start the whole thing.
Yeah, because Beaumont gets arrested for selling guns? He got arrested for having...
Yeah,
for doing something dumb.
He got busted for, like, speeding, and he had a pistol on him.
Yeah, he had, like, a pistol, and then they were looking at him, and he's like, oh, you had a fucking automatic gun there. You had a submachine gun.
Yeah. Yeah, and way that's back where, in the day, he got busted for something, and now he's on their probation, and he fucked that up.
Yeah. So you've got Samuel Jackson's character. Max Cherry is the probation officer... Or the bail officer.
Yeah, bail bondsman.
That Samuel Jackson works with. He gives him, like, hey, here's a lot of money. Get this guy out of prison. You know, get him out of prison so he's on bail.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know, with bail, if you can't pay that amount, they keep you in jail. If you can pay that amount, they hold on to that money until your trial. Then they give it back.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they keep a portion of it or not.
I don't believe the state does, but the bail bondsman definitely does. Because he's upfronting the money.
Yeah, yeah. And, that's how Max gets put into the situation. Beaumont is then killed by Samuel L. Jackson. And he comes in and, he sees that, Jackie Brown, he goes to Jackie Brown's trial, goes to the guy and says, hey, I want you to take that $10,000, move it on over to Jackie for me. And then he was going to go and kill Jackie, because with both of these characters...
Oh, yeah, it's always better with no witnesses.
Yep. It's like, both of these characters, they'll flip on me. So... He tries to set that up. Jackie flips it around on him, and then they start kind of working together, and then, you know, everything goes into motion. Everything is getting set up, and it's really, really fun to watch it all unfold.
Yeah, no. I mean, Tarantino's always good with dialogue. I mean, everything he does is, like, fantastically paced with, like, all the characters' dialogue, and it's really good in this one. It's probably some of his best dialogue.
Yeah, because every... There's a scene where, and Joe explained to me the purpose of it, but I was noticing, I'm like, okay, you know, this dialogue scene, the guy was going to go wait in the car. He's like, yo, here's my keys. And then he goes on to say, like, well, how do I turn it on? And it felt very, very natural. And then I said to Joe, I'm like, oh, you know, it felt good because it wasn't just, here's a list of points that we need to deliver in this scene from people speaking. And Joe's like, well, no, they did. It was just, because the whole point was, oh, he doesn't know, you know, how an automatic start works, because that implies that this guy's been in jail for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
But it just worked, it just flowed so naturally into the dialogue, I didn't even notice it. I didn't even see it as like, all right, and check this detail off.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, that's like what you want to do as like a master script writer. I mean, I'm definitely not at that point yet, because I don't write scripts, I just write Sonic fan fiction. And no, I mean, I can never get my dialogue as good as that. Mine's just normally like, hey, Tails, you want to fuck me?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, Sonic, oh boy.
Yeah, yeah. That's good to know, Joe.
Oh yeah, just check me out on the real Joe Bucky at deviantart.com/forward/furry/rp/time. That's the group I'm in.
Good, good. So tell me a little bit more about the history and development of Jackie Brown, Joseph.
So basically, Pulp Fiction released in 94, it basically changed the way that crime movies were being made for the next, like, decade, because, like, every single crime movie for the next couple of years, like, had the thing where you're flipping back and forth in time, because Pulp Fiction did it, and it made a ton of money. So Tarantino, he really, really wanted to just do something different, and he decided to adapt a book into Jackie Brown. And
what was the book?
It's called, like, Punch Rum or something like that. So basically it's by an author whose work is, like, pretty famous for, it's going to be really, really hard to translate this on a screen. And Tarantino did it very well.
Nice. Yeah, there was, especially one thing, the final kind of heist segment was really fun to watch because we saw it from three different characters' point of views.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we started with Jackie, and then we went to Lewis and Marceline, and then finally we had Max, and it was pretty interesting. It reminded me a lot of The Hateful Eight,
yeah.
where the second half of The Hateful Eight is going back and starting from the beginning again. And
yeah, I mean, Tarantino does that in, I think, basically every film he's made. I can't think of one where he doesn't mess with time dilation.
Did he do it in Kill Bill?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Because okay, Kill Bill starts with, like, her killing, who was it? Copperhead, I think. But all of it's, like, out of time, you can tell. Because the first person she canonically kills is the Japanese leader with the Crazy 88. But the film opens with her killing Copperhead, I think. But yeah, I know, I can't remember if he does it much in Grindhouse, but, I mean, even he said that Grindhouse is probably his least good film he's made, because it's just, like, a thing where, basically, it's, Grindhouse is, like, a two-movie thing, throwback to the 70s exploitation genre, and there's a really good zombie flick Robert Rodriguez directed with Tarantino, and then, he made Grindhouse as a carsploitation flick.
Nice. Yeah. That was, like, the race one, right?
Yeah, yeah, Death Proof. Oh, it's got Kurt Russell, and then he ended up working with Kurt Russell again for The Hateful Eight.
Oh, neat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I love Kurt Russell. Great in The Thing. And that's probably why he wanted to work with him in Hateful Eight, because that's basically like The Thing 2, almost. Tonally, I mean.
Yeah, actually, because I have seen The Thing, and The Thing is all about, like, alright, which one of you motherfuckers is The Thing?
Yeah, yeah. No, and it's never really been done well again. They tried basically remaking The Thing again in 2011. It's a prequel, kind of. And you see what happens at the whole Swedish camp, even though no one in the movie speaks Swedish, because you can't have subtitles.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't want to see that. I'm not watching it.
Back on the topic of Jackie
Brown.
Yeah,
sure. So he made this, and it basically bombed. Nobody really? In the general audience liked it, because they expected Pulp Fiction 2, and this certainly isn't it.
I mean, it's kind of close to Reservoir Dogs, it's like, here's a plan, and we're going through all the twists and turns of this plan.
Yeah, but I mean, Reservoir Dogs is much more bombastic than this. I mean, there's two scenes of violence in this whole movie. I mean, people were expecting more of that.
Yeah, that's true. There was a lot of planning and execution of that plan and dialogue scenes in which people were threatening violence.
Yeah.
But for the actual violence, I mean, very end, a few shots in the middle, start where he kills Beaumont. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's really not much.
Oh, yeah. And then his two earlier movies are much faster paced than Jackie Brown is.
Yeah, this was 2.5 hours.
Yeah. And Pulp Fiction, it's about 2.5, but you get 4 different stories jam-packed into Pulp Fiction,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
makes it feel a lot
4
faster.
4 full stories. With
yeah,
a
pretty
whole,
much.
Whole satisfying, you know, entire arc.
Yeah.
But let's see, is there anything else you want to say about Jackie Brown, Joe?
Well, I mean, Jackie Brown, it's interesting because this is the only movie I can think of that was filmed in America that stars, like, an old black lady. I can't even think of 5 more movies that do that.
Can you think of 1?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I really liked, I feel like, I don't know, maybe I don't read up on my feminist, filmography literature.
Yeah.
But when people are like, I want more strong female roles. She's a very strong character. She's never portrayed as like weak or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she's got her own motivations to follow through on.
Yeah. She's not doing it for someone else. You know, there's really not like any kind of romance undertones where she's like secondary to that. That's the character.
No, I mean, both her and Max kind of like each other, but I know there's no point in following it up on it, really, because he's, like, 55, and she's, like, 40.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I really, really like Jackie Brown. I highly recommend watching it if you just like movies.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you don't
good,
like movies, watch
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
Well, no, I mean, if you don't like movies, I mean, like, I think, like, Wet Hot American Summer might be on TV on TBS. Or like, what's that show with like the big red balls and you got bounce on them?
I have no fucking
idea.
Oh,
Wipeout.
Oh yeah, yeah. Watch Wipeout.
Well, and also there's a bunch of Wii games out.
Yeah,
so you can play all 5 of them.
All right. Well, I don't know. Joe's looking at me weird, so I guess he's thinking about those Wipeout balls again.
No, because it's like a thing where basically you can pretend. Like, that basically, they're eyeballs, and that's how you jump on them. That's how I hear that the prime Wipeout candidates manage to get on them safely and off of them safely.
Joe, I have literally no idea what you're talking about, so I'm going to stop recording.
No, it's like an Eye of Cthulhu. They say that on CBS.
Okay, Joe, I don't know if I can trust you on that.
No.
I'm just going to ignore what you're saying and say thank you guys for listening to this episode of Best Boys.
Oh,
and we'll
sure
see you guys with the next movie that we do.
Be sure to check out the Benevolent Buckley Show on YouTube.
Yep, it is on YouTube. Season 1's done. Maybe season 2? We don't know.
Oh, you don't know.
Season 2, when is the real Joe Buck? When is the Benevolent Buckley going to show up on Wipeout, Joe?
I don't know if I could with the cloak. It gets in my feet. Like, basically, I was stepping on it all throughout set. And yeah, no, there's shoe prints on all my cloaks.
That's movie making.
That's
the problem.
You gotta get messy if you want to make a movie.
You gotta suffer for your art.